Well, hello there. Did the distant sound of sleigh bells or the crisp smell of balsam fir send you our way? Speaking of yummy smells, this episode is brought to you by DesignMySoap.com. More about that in a few minutes. It's that time of year again, and we look forward to celebrating with you in our own special and sordid way. Listen to the following story, and you'll know just what I mean. The Carolers was recorded live at the Slipper Room on November 26th. It was part of our annual Holiday Haunt special.
Guys, I think we got enough. Let's make our way back.
Are you kidding, Phil? Who knew we'd do so great out here tonight? We can't stop now.
I just want to get back to the bar. We have enough now for a round or two for each of us, no?
Phil, this is easily the best idea you've ever given me.
Well, it was just a suggestion.
Yeah, I know, and I ran with it. Look how well we've done tonight.
I'm cold and mighty thirsty.
Oh, let the poor guy go back, Dean.
But we need him. He's got the best singing voice out of all of us.
Oh, you kidding? We all suck pretty bad.
If we're so bad, how do we rack up 70 bucks?
I think they've been paying us not to sing.
Now that's what I call hush money. Well, 70 bucks ain't nothing to laugh at.
Otherwise, I'd have to raid my old mother's purse. I hate myself when I do that.
like conning these people into thinking we represent a legitimate charity of some sort makes you feel any better?
These fat cats?
Yeah, this is loose change for snoots like this.
I want to go back.
Okay, Phil. Just one more go around. Let's hit the last street and we'll call it a night. I promise.
Well...
Phil, this is the most ingenious idea you've ever had. You found that plastic bag with all these old red Salvation Army jackets in it.
We just put them on, go around singing Christmas carols door to door.
And people throw money at us.
And Romeo will finally let us back into the bar. Probably with a smile, even.
Not bad for 2 hours worth of work, right?
Well, this still makes me feel kind of bad.
Everything we do makes us feel kind of bad, if you think about it too long.
Yeah, now that's all for another day, though. Truth be told, this is the most fun I've had during the holidays in years.
See? Mick's got the spirit. Come on, Phil. What do you say? We need you. You can sing a little better than the rest of us. And I think when they see you, they take a little more pity on us as a group. You know, you being older and downtrodden and whatnot.
Wow. Keep the compliments coming, sweetheart.
I think it's your limp that gets them.
You saw the crick in that lady's throat at the sight of Phil?
Oh, come on, Phil.
Come on, buddy.
We need your pal.
Come on, Phil. Do
come
it.
On. Come on.
All
Phil.
Right, all right, all right. on one condition. This is the last street we hit.
Sure.
And I get a larger share than the rest of you guys.
I think that's fair. What do you guys say?
Yeah, that makes sense. Phil and his limp are the draw, after all.
And he got us these swell Salvation Army jackets. What's the penalty for impersonating an officer in the Salvation Army, by the way?
Misdemeanor or something like that.
Misdemeanor, you dunce. Misdemeanor.
Great, it's settled. We'll give you 10% extra for your cut.
Gee, Santa Claus is coming to town.
Come on, that's fair.
Well, can we at least sing something different? I'm getting tired of Deck the Halls and Jingle Bells. You guys know Adeste Fideles?
Sorry, I don't speak French.
Or how about this? Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie.
Yeah, that's nice, I guess.
Above the deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by.
Let's just stick to Jingle Bells, all right?
Nuts to you guys.
All right, all right. Come on now, let's hit this last street then.
Yeah, shame it can't be a nicer street to end on.
Oh, it's not that bad. Just ugly looking, I guess.
My sister lives in one of these types of places. You know, where all the houses are identical, like this.
Well, it might not be aesthetically pleasing, but you need dough to own or even rent one of these places, right? There's dough here.
Look at the lawns. Even the decorations are exactly the same for each house. Does that come with the package deal or something?
Come on, guys. Last go around. Allow me.
Look, the lights went on. Here it comes.
Shh, shh. Get ready, fellas. Why, Merry Christmas, friends. We are caroling door to door in order to collect alms for the Salvation Army this year. May we sing a song of holiday cheer in exchange for a modest donation. Any dollar amount will suffice.
What do you say, darling?
I say let them fill the air with Christmas cheer, eh?
Yes, fill the air with Christmas cheer.
We can't get enough Christmas cheer around here.
Oh, you made a rhyme. Cheer around here.
Oh, I'm a poet and didn't even know it. Go on. Sing your song, gentlemen.
Oh, yes, please. Please, sing, sing, sing.
Certainly, ma'am. A one, a two, a one, two, three,
oh,
and...
Oh, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse sleigh.
Hey, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse sleigh.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to...
Okay, oh, that was wonderful. How much money do you want?
But wait, we didn't finish the tune.
Oh, you just filled us with Christmas cheer.
It's a good thing you got here when you did. Our tank was starting to run low.
Seriously, how much would you like? $10? How about 15?
Honey, it's Christmas.
You're so right, my dear. 20?
That's awfully generous, folks.
Tell you what, let's give them 50.
All right, you win. 100.
100?
Whoa!
There you go, $100. Go on, make your way down the block. This is a wonderful neighborhood filled with wonderful people who love to support charitable causes, especially around the holidays, right, dear?
So true, my love.
Gee, thanks.
Merry Christmas to you.
All right, guys, you heard him. Let's make our way.
All right, yeah, come on,
let's go. Okay, let's go.
Could it be a stroke of generous luck for this craggy bunch of carolers desperate to pad their bar tab? Or does this cookie-cutter street they stumbled upon hold something more sinister? We'll get right back to our story in just a moment. First, I want to tell you about three nice lads in Bloomington, Indiana. So they have a thing for being clean, smelling nice, and using wholesome products. And who among us doesn't want those things? The difference is that these guys just happen to parlay it into an obsession to make the very best all-natural soap. An obsession that has birthed something quite unique called DesignMySoap.com. It's a website that lets you create your own all-natural bar soaps. With DesignMySoap, I can personally tailor my own bar of soap for my sensitive and finicky skin, and I get the added pleasure of knowing that only the highest quality plant-based ingredients are being used. They're all made from scratch and non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, and cruelty-free. So you start with a base that works for your skin type. Then you can mix and match essential oils, exfoliants, and other add-ins. For one of my bars, I went for the ultra-dry, sensitive skin base, because that's me, and then I added my own mixture of essential oils. I chose tea tree, lime, patchouli, and rosemary. Since this one was a sensitive skin bar, there were no add-ins like oatmeal or coffee, but I was able to do that for my other soap combination. You then name your soap, or have the website generate a quirky name for you instead. Honestly, I wasn't feeling terribly creative at that moment when it came to naming my bars, so I let their Surprise Me feature generate fun names for me. Next time, I think I'll go with Out Damned Spot or Lady Alley's Luscious Lather. Of course, now I can come up with the names. You then choose your label design, and there you have it. Lovely, customized soap. The bars are just $8 each with a flat rate shipping of $5, no matter how many bars you get. And each soap comes in a little bag that can double as a washcloth. It's really a lovely gift for yourself or someone you like. They even do gift certificates. I just got my soaps in the mail, and I can tell you that my online soap-making alchemy has produced a couple of beautiful bars. I love the fact that Design My Soap is a small, friend and family-run business that does what it does with passion and purpose. Go to designmysoap.com and design your soap today with the coupon code FIRESIDE. And guess what? You get a free Fireside Mystery Theater branded vegan lip balm when you use that coupon code FIRESIDE. The Fireside lip balm is light and pepperminty, plus it has our adorable logo on it. Remember to go to designmysoap.com and use coupon code FIRESIDE. All right, enough of me. Let's get back to this off-key crew on their caroling circuit.
Look, the lights went on. Here they come.
Shh. Get ready, fellas. Why, Merry Christmas, friends. We are caroling door to door in order to collect alms for the Salvation Army this year.
Oh, look.
May we sing a song of holiday cheer in exchange for a modest donation. Any dollar amount will suffice.
What do you say, darling?
I say let them fill the air with Christmas cheer, eh?
Yes, fill the air with Christmas cheer.
We can't get enough Christmas cheer around here.
Oh, you made a rhyme. Cheer around here.
Oh, I'm a poet and didn't even know it.
Can't be.
We just saw these guys at the house before.
But this is too weird.
I'm splitting.
Me too.
Me too.
What do you say, darling?
I say let them fill the air with Christmas cheer, eh?
Yes, fill the air with Christmas cheer.
We can't get enough Christmas cheer around here.
Oh, you made a rhyme. Cheer around here.
Okay, I'm a poet and didn't even know it.
What do you say, darling?
I say let them fill the air with Christmas cheer, eh?
Yes, fill the air with Christmas cheer.
We can't get enough Christmas cheer around here.
Oh, you made a rhyme. Cheer around here.
Okay, I'm a poet and didn't even know it.
What do you say, darling?
I say let them fill the air with Christmas cheer, eh?
Yes, fill the air with Christmas
cheer. We can't get enough Christmas cheer around here.
Oh, you made a rhyme. Cheer around here.
I'm a poet and didn't even know it.
Alms for the poor, cries out the hungry soul in the street. But what a far sadder fate it is to be poor, not just of pocket, but impoverished of spirit, of warmth, of kindness. Choose the wrong path and it could lead to an endless street, and endless could be a worse proposition than simply going nowhere. But now is not the time to dwell on such gloomy affairs. 'Tis the season to be jolly. A skull grins at you from underneath the mistletoe. Heavy footsteps have been heard scraping up on the roof. And those might be sugar plums dancing around in your wee little heads. You are getting sleepy, but I assure you that this will keep you wide awake for the entirety of our particular Yuletide dream. That's right. Give me the reins and I can take over from here. Keep your hands inside the sleigh at all times, and please, by all means, don't feed the animals. This is Fireside Mystery Theater.
Always
time of the year when Christmas is near. And somewhere near a steeple, people kneel and pray, and choirs sing carols of Christmas Day. Joy on his sleigh this time of the year when Christmas is near. Oh, Santa Claus is on his way with loads of joy on his sleigh this time of the year when Christmas is near.
And that concludes our episode for this week. Dean was played by Alan LaForest. Phil was played by David Linton. Doug was played by Michael Pate. Mick was played by Eric Davey Gislason. And James Kleinman and Casey LaForest played the parts of the young man and woman. The Carolers was directed by Holly Payne Strange and written by Sylvan Sandovar. The musical performance, This Time of Year, written by Brooke Benton and Clyde Otis, was performed by Martina Da Silva, accompanied by Nico Slater. Holiday Haunts was produced by Gustavo Rodriguez, Daniel and Rebecca Graves, and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Jason Graves composed our theme music. Our musical score was improvised by Steve Blanco. Our sound effects designer and engineer is Greg Russ. Our technical director at the Slipper Room is Johnny Goddard, and our production coordinator is Dahlia Morali. We would be thrilled with the gift of your rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Your feedback does a lot to keep the lifeblood flowing for our little production company. And while you're at it, if you haven't yet, subscribe. You can also see what we really look like when you find us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram or Twitter with our handle, @FiresideMystery. We have lots of Fireside Mystery Theater swag that would make great gifts you can score for yourself or the FMT fan in your life. T-shirts, hoodies, pillows, totes, mugs, notebooks, stickers, all sorts of cool gear with our logo. Lots of sales going on this holiday season, too. Just go to firesidemysterytheater.com/merch and explore our online shop. Want to experience the fun and excitement of one of our live tapings? Well, if you live in or plan on visiting the New York City area, you've got many opportunities to see us in action. We have a special appearance coming up this Sunday at the historic Morris Jumel Mansion with our original story inspired by the fascinating grand lady of Manhattan's oldest house. Find us there on December 17th at 5 p.m. at the Victorian Holiday Party. Tickets available at morrisjumel.org or find the link on our website. Coming up in the new year, on Sunday, January 28th at 7 p.m., we're back at the Slipper Room. Come set sail with us for an evening of lost voyages and other nautical nightmares. Tickets are on sale now at slipperroom.com. In our strange saga, observe how some hip young pioneers of the startup world celebrate the holidays. Next week, the holiday party. Find it here or wherever you listen to podcasts. This is your own Ali Silva. Deck those halls, as long as those halls are well lit, so that you may mind the shadows.